Back to Iraq now. As people in that country go to the polls tomorrow, the U.S. hopes to avoid any appearance of favoritism or interference. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
After years of directing both security and politics in Iraq, U.S. officials are trying to get comfortable in the back seat. Iraqi security officials gave a press conference alongside U.S. Army General Michael Barbero.
The Iraqi security forces are fully capable of providing security for their country and for the election.
It hasn't always been a smooth transition, but Iraqis seem to be starting to believe that the USA is really ramping down its occupation of Iraq.
I think they are tired from Iraqis after 7 years.
Shada Al-Abusi is a candidate with a Sunni Arab party. She sympathizes with the sensitivity of the Americans' position.
If they interfere, some of the parties will say, oh, you are agents. And if they didn't interfere, maybe the situation will be bad. So we pray the situation will be better without any interfere.
There is evidence that all the neighboring countries are giving money and support to candidates, but American officials have been tight-lipped about their preferences. Still, the U.S. has a history with all of the major players by now. Prime Minister Maliki has had a good working relationship with several U.S. ambassadors, including current Ambassador Chris Hill. Another possible for prime minister is the secular Shiite candidate Ayad Alawi. He headed the U.S.-appointed interim government back in 2004 and has connections to British and American intelligence from coup attempts against Saddam Hussein in the early 1990s. Equally, there are a couple of candidates that it is safe to say the U.S. would not be happy with. The nightmare for the Americans is the Sutter movement, says a Sutter supporter named Abu Haider, and he means that as a compliment. He proudly recalls that even Muqtada al-Sadr's father, a revered cleric, was anti-American. Abu Haider and many people in this poor Shiite slum on the east side of Baghdad say they think the continuing violence in Iraq is engineered by the Americans as a pretext to stay. Another Sadrist, Ali Abu Akil, chimes in. The American spider web covers the entire Arab world, he says, and they're aiming to keep a base in Iraq forever. It's a popular theory among Sadrists. Sadr's candidates are allied with the religious Shiite parties following a bargain they struck in neighboring Iran. If the Shiite list wins, it's not clear who their prime minister would be. Some of their members are friendly with the U.S., but their list also includes Ahmed Chalabi, who over the years has fallen out with the CIA, the U.S. State Department, the Pentagon, and the White House. Chalabi is about the only candidate in the elections that U.S. officials have gone out of their way to slam, accusing him of ties to Iran. But among moderate Iraqis, at least, the message behind the American silence may be getting across. In the mixed Baghdad neighborhood of Bunuk, Jawad Kadhim Hussein drives a taxi.
The Americans want for Iraq to stabilize, but Iraq needs to join together. It needs to heal from its wounds. The Americans will leave if they see Iraq has stabilized. I think they want to go back to America and to their families.
That's what U.S. officials say they will be able to do after a successful Iraqi election, no matter who wins. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Listening to NPR News.